Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Alright, it is time for another week of N4G Radio. And it is a very special episode this week because we have returning Dad. The Wombat is finally back.
Hey, finally back.
Well, I ruined your return last week because I canceled the show at the last minute.
You did. I was all excited for it, and then all of a sudden you pulled the rug out from under me at the last minute.
I was like, I got a message from Gambus. He was like, I'm not going to be on today because I have to spend time with my girlfriend.
Oh,
and I'm like, man. I'm like, you know what? It is 4th of July. Let's take a break.
Yeah, America ruined it.
America and Gambus Khan.
Just think, we could have done our show last week if America just would have been content to stay under the British rule.
Exactly, now we would all be talking with accents and eating fish and chips.
Righto.
John W. would be the host of this podcast.
He would be. He'd be on here like, come here, wankers. We'd never have real football. I always get real hate for that. Everybody knows I don't have a good accent, but you know what? They don't either. You heard John's accent of Americans.
It pretty much only consisted of howdy.
Yeah, he's like, howdy, y'all. Like, come on, dude. The people that do sound like that, we make fun of them. Just like I'm sure the people that run around in Britain going, hey, welcome out, some wankers. You guys make fun of them. But also with us, we have Gambus Khan, of course.
Greetings, programs.
He decided to stop his other fondling so he could grace us with his presence on the show. And back special guest Jay Borsick, the Scorched Angel, is with us.
Hello, everybody.
Wow.
Had to.
I thought Ken's was bad.
Oh, mine's really bad, don't worry.
We're all bad. We're all bad.
Yeah.
No K-Dub this week. I don't know where he's at.
Who knows?
We did get a job. Did you hear about that?
I did, yes. Congratulations to K-Dub on the job.
Yeah.
Actually, I believe if he got a job where I think he got a job, I think it's right around the corner from where I work.
You guys could have lunch together.
We could.
Although, you know what
I
saw?
He eats lunch.
Well, that's true. Well, I don't think he misses a meal.
Well, I mean, but the only problem is there's no real Italian restaurants around where we are, so there's no place to get spaghetti anywhere close.
Although, you know what I did see while I was down there, when I met you down there the other day, that I've been wondering where it was?
What's that?
The Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Oh, man, it's good.
Oh, my God, that place is amazing.
I'm going to have to make a trek. I'm going to have to make a trek down there one day for lunch, because I sometimes go down to Cincinnati Dayton Road and get Sonic.
Well, if you make the trek down there for lunch one day, call me and I'll meet you down there.
All right, I'll let you know, because I definitely would like to try that. I've never had it.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Have you had Smash Burger?
No, I went in there one day and started to order, and then I'm like, I just don't want to try. I was too hungry to try something new.
Yeah.
So, but I will eventually.
Try it sometime.
I will eventually try it.
Yeah,
but let's stop talking about food, because it's making me even more hungry than I already am.
Yeah.
And let's talk about video games, because it's been 2 weeks.
Yes, it's been too long.
And for Wombat, it's been...
It's been like 2 months. I feel like
No,
it's been actually a month.
Isn't it always the case that K-Dub doesn't show up when you come back from a break?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he doesn't like me, and he's just never told.
Every time you're coming
sure
back,
that maybe he has some vendetta against me still from tripping during our race that one night.
Well, I thought he got you back by hitting you with the baseball.
Well, there's that, yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's afraid that I still don't like him because he broke my nose. But
that's possible.
I still like you, K-Dub. You can come around when I'm around.
Oh, that is wonderful. All right, well, we're going to start with GambusCon. And this only involves video games, but what have you been fondling?
let me see here. Well, first off, I picked up Death Smiles.
It's about time.
Yeah, for the Xbox 360. I love it. I think it's a really fun game.
Are you disturbed by it at all? I have to ask.
Yeah.
Because you know what a lolly is, right?
Yeah. Thing is, I pretty much just overlook what it's about and just appreciate it as a game.
Yeah. I love the game, but it disturbs me.
Yeah, one of the endings that I got from the game was actually, I thought, a pretty good actual, like, ending or something. Because I guess the girls in the game, they're, like, dead. And at the end, after I beat the game, it asked me if I wanted to return back to the world of the living or stay in the world of dead. And I chose to go back to the world of the living, and then you see her parents, and they're, like, hugging her, and they're like, oh, she's back from the dead. And it was like, that's a really interesting ending. I've never really, it's different. It's different. But the game itself is a side-scrolling shooter.
It's more shooter. Like a bullet hell.
Yeah. Anyway. It is. It's developed by a company called Cave, which their specialty in Japan has been bullet hell games for a long time.
Now, did you try it on level 999?
No, I just basically played straight through one of the characters' campaigns.
I actually beat the entire game on level 999.
Really?
Wow. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds impressive.
It's, oh my god. I want to meet the person who can beat that game, because there's an achievement, I think, for playing through the entire game on 999 without using a continue.
Holy cow.
And I want to meet the person that can do that, because I want to kick them for having no life. And for being a robot. Because, I mean, you have, like, maybe a half of a millimeter to move around on level 999.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's just ridiculous.
That's one of those games, though, that in order to beat it like that, you have to memorize all the patterns of everything.
Yeah.
It's all about pattern memorization.
I've played through the arcade and all the different modes. I've got pretty much all the stages memorized, and I still can't beat it on level 1 without continuing.
It's pretty tough. There is a technique in most shooters or shoot 'em up games called the hitbox. Which pertains to an area, usually right in the very middle of the object that you're controlling, whether it's a spaceship or a character.
That's usually where the hitbox is, right in the middle.
Hitbox applies to fighters, too.
Yeah. But when you get to a certain level of skill of playing games like that, you discover what the actual hitbox is. And basically, when you get to that level, you don't see the spaceship. You don't see the character. You just see the hitbox.
Well, Gambus, the hitbox is very obvious in Death Smiles. It's the giant heart.
Yes. Yep. That's true.
All those little girls have a heart.
Mm-hmm. And in a game like Gradius, it's the middle fuselage body.
Nerd.
Yeah.
What?
But yeah, Death Smiles, if you like shoot 'em ups, side-scrolling shoot 'em ups, and just don't buy it in the presence of women.
Well, they don't understand what it is.
Yeah.
Just be embarrassed of the fact that you're supporting lollies.
Mm.
Which is really just kind of gross.
It is gross. But moving on.
Moving on up.
Yeah. Played some more Transformers: War for Cybertron.
The War for Cybertron.
Yes. Autobots transform. Actually, no, that'd be more like a Decepticon voice.
And roll out.
Yeah.
Roll out.
Decepticons transform and terrorize.
Wow. You're worse than the actor that's actually in the game.
I wasn't trying to be Megatron. I was trying to be generic Decepticon number 10. But
he's my favorite.
Yes.
Really? I'm partial to generic Decepticon number 6.
He's too much of a whiner.
I will agree with that. He does whine a bit.
But I finally got around to playing Deathmatch multiplayer.
Yes.
And it's quite good.
Indeed.
It is. It's I will admit that it was pretty chaotic at first. Because, I mean, it's freaking Transformers. Everybody's turning them into vehicles and then turning back into... Because you'll be aiming at a person, and then they'll turn into a freaking car, and it's like, yeah, you lose... Well, someone like me, who's not that good at shooters, you could quickly lose track of your aim, especially when they... When you got a character who likes to transform back and forth all the time.
That multiplayer is more than meets the eye, I tell you.
It is. I played a little bit more of the campaign.
That was a terrible joke, by the way. That's why you got no response.
But,
wow, really?
Yeah. I don't know. That was my inner robot speaking.
Your inner robot?
Yeah.
Better than your outer robot.
I sent you a link, Gamb. Is that your next controller?
Huh. Is it the Wii Vitality sensor?
Nah.
I
bet you do.
Yes.
You should buy one of those for your girlfriend.
Yes. But anyway, let me think. Transformers. If you're a fan of Transformers, heck, if you're a fan of third-person shooters, it's a great game. It's one of those that, you know, when we heard about it, we were, you know, hoping against hope that it was going to be a good game. But, you know, you kind of figured, oh, it's a licensed game. It might suck really bad. But thankfully, it's quite good.
It's excelente.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, I went to a website that had one of those talking advertisements.
Oh.
And it said, congratulations, you have won.
Was it in 4G?
No.
Yeah, one of those that pops up every now and then. It drives me nuts.
I really need to mute. I forgot. I started using Chrome, so I haven't muted my... There we go. I can mute it. There we go. Yeah, I have all my other browsers muted, but that one I do not.
Gotcha.
So... Go ahead, Gambus. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
You sound like Eartha Kitt there. That's perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
Yes.
Or the Evangelion.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I miss him. You have been healed.
The next game I played, I picked up a PSP title.
PSP.
Yes.
You caught me off guard. My throat was a little congested there.
PSP.
I picked up and played very, very briefly. Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3 Portable.
I like how you had to start over because Persona just wouldn't have done it.
No, it just wasn't. I like to say the full title.
That's why your fondling is 12 minutes, 12 hours long.
Yeah, because I pick a game called Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3.
Oh, God, bless America, don't do it again.
I'm wasting airtime by just saying the name of this game.
This whole show is a waste of airtime, so don't worry about it.
I could have sworn you said I'm moisting. And I'm like, what?
This whole show's that, too.
Ew, I feel that way.
Yeah, me too, every time.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Does your girlfriend listen to this show?
I hope not.
I think I'm going to send her a copy and be like, hey, you should listen to this. Your man is moisting.
Let me see here. Persona 3 Portable for the PSP.
That's the system.
Yes. I only played about 20 minutes of it, which means that I didn't play any of it at all.
Yeah, I know. That's like the intro, right? Or at least half of it?
Yeah. Well, not exactly. This version of Persona 3, it's essentially a port of the PS2 version.
PS2.
Which they've made two versions of, so this is actually the third version of the same game.
You know what? This is getting more confusing than Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I know. But I will say that there's some major differences with this one. Major differences. For one thing, you can actually choose to play the lead character, as a guy or a girl.
Oh, that's different. That's never been in a game before.
Well, with this version, it's a completely new storyline if you're playing as the female character. Because in the PS2 version, you only got to play as the guy. So in this one, you can play as the guy or the girl. And it's a completely different storyline. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. The main, probably, gameplay difference, or presentation/gameplay difference of this game, is the fact that there's no anime cutscenes. That's the presentation difference. The cutscenes are basically frames from the anime sequences. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a downgrade. However, they do have a lot of voice work. They still have all the voice acting intact. So that's pretty good, and you still get the gist of the story. And the major gameplay difference, which could be both a negative or a positive, depending on your point of view, is that when you traverse the school. You don't do it as a character, like in the PS2 version, where you're literally running through the school. In the PSP version, you do it as an icon. You scroll an icon through, like, down the hallway. Like, if you want to run down the hallway, you scroll the icon down the hallway. I mean, this could be negative in the fact that it's less immersive than the original version, because you're just controlling an icon and not an actual character. However, the icon moves probably at least 2 to 3 times faster than the character. So, in other words, you can run, like if you're running from one end of the school to the other end for some reason, it'll probably take you like a third of the time. So it makes it a much quicker, streamlined version of the game, which in terms of a portable game, I think was a good decision overall. But I mean, if you don't know what Persona is, it's a role-playing game that involves capturing monsters. It's got kind of a demonic undertone to it. It's dark, kind of it's got a dark color palette. It's kind of a horror themed game. You're fighting lots of monsters, and it takes place in high school, where you can actually talk to people and get to know fellow students and have them join your party and fight demons together. It's
sort of like regular high school.
Yes. It's a really good game. I enjoyed what I played of the PS2 versions, and I think that the portable version is also quite good. It's really good, actually. But I played one more game, and it's a downloadable game that when I saw this game at E3, Okay. This is the newly released Black Light Tango Down game.
Oh, you played that? That's surprising.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not used to you playing first person shooters.
I know. I think the reason why I picked this game up was because when I was at E3, you know, you see a lot of, you know, first person shooters, obviously, between like the Call of Duties, the Kill Zones, Medal of Honors. But when I saw Tango Down, Black Light Tango Down, I thought it was Medal of Honor when I first walked past it.
Does that say something good for Medal of Honor or something bad for Black Light Tango Down?
I don't know. It was kind of like, oh, there's another first person shooter. Maybe it's kind of a downer for the overall genre. Because to me, when I first looked at it, I was like, oh, it's another first person shooter. Oh, it kind of looks sort of like you know, Medal of Honor. But then when I looked up, I was like, what the heck? I never even heard of this game, you know. So I assumed that it was going to be a future boxed title.
No.
But it's not. It's a downloadable XBLA game that is the equivalent of $15. So I bought a card and I purchased it because I want to support this type of premium downloadable game, which I do believe is well worth the price.
No, I saw you on the leaderboards.
Yeah, I suck.
5 kills and 28 deaths.
Dude, you just had to actually say that. Yeah, well, the thing is, first-person shooters are pretty much my weakness in terms of skill level. I do like to play them. I just suck really bad.
I just thought it was funny. I logged on there, and I'm like, why did Gambus... Why did he buy this game? I didn't understand why.
I just want to... support, you know, you can obviously tell this team put a lot of hard work into this, you know, and it's not like they have a huge, you know, publisher, you know, like EA or Activision, you know, it's not like they probably had a humongous crew to work on the game, you know, but you could tell that they worked really hard on it. And they put a lot of imagination behind it in terms of, you know, the future, you know, they kind of imply that basically your visor is basically a computer device that you see through. And when you get fired upon or if a grenade hits or something crazy happens, it disrupts the electronic device. And I think that is a kind of a neat little twist.
Have you been given the blue screen of death during multiplayer yet?
That's cool. I really like that.
That's when you just fire wildly because you can't see anything.
It's pretty cool that the developers of this game, I think they did a job well done. It's a really good game.
What
really
plays good. Identical to Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah,
the controls are spot on.
Yeah,
that's good for a downloadable game.
Yeah.
And you know, they put some imagination behind it as well, in terms of future warfare. So, I liked it, and I think it's. I don't regret buying it. I think it's cool.
All right. So, what are you looking forward to playing this week?
Well. As soon as this podcast is over with, I'm going to go up to GameStop and pick up my copy of Dragon Quest IX for the Nintendo DS.
I'm thinking about doing that as well.
Dude, I literally think this might be probably in the top three DS games ever come out.
You haven't even played it yet.
You saw that IGN's review, or IGN gave it an 8, right? And said
an
that,
eight.
That's
IGN.
Oh.
And said that there were some, pointed out some problems with it. You may want to read the review.
Well,
I'm purchasing it. I played it at E3.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sure you'll still purchase it, but...
Yeah.
They pointed out some flaws. I'm trying to remember what they were now. Some issues with it, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I know. I read the review, too. I can't remember what they said, though. I think they said that the battle system was just too simplistic, too old school. I don't know how you can be too old school, but...
Gotcha. Oh, you can be old school.
Yeah, Dragon Quest is always old school. I mean, that's kind of its, like, underlying charm that it has.
Yep.
I just think it's really cool that it employs a multiplayer element.
I think I remember what it was. Their big issue was that because of the multiplayer element.
Uh-huh.
If you play it single player, the players that you quest with or whatever, the people in your party have no personality whatsoever because they're just placeholders for multiplayer people.
Yeah, that's what
I said. It negatively impacts the story. They said that some of the NPCs have pretty good characters, but the fact that the people you're traveling with most of the time have zero personality negatively impacts the story overall. That's what it was.
There you go.
Yeah, I can kind of see that, but I like to think of I don't know. I played at E3. I thought it was fun. I was, I've read up about it. I've been reading about this game since it was released in Japan. So, I mean, I pretty much know what to expect. And I know that the multiplayer aspect of the game, because it has this feature where you can actually close the DS and, you'll be walking around, and if there's, like, another DS within, like, a 60-foot range, it actually exchanges information, like their character can come into your game. If you find map quests where you can like go to like different types of dungeons, the map quest information is exchanged between both systems as well. I heard that because I've heard like this podcast that they talked really deep about it because there was a podcast I listened to where one of the hosts actually bought the Japanese version and, was talking about how in the United States that this feature will probably be something that doesn't even really, the United States, the American lifestyle is actually, kind of incompatible with this game, whereas in Japan, because every other person owns a DS and every other person rides a train, you're always exchanging information, and I heard that it like really shines. The game really, really shines if you're in a major metropolitan area that a lot of people own Dragon Quest. But that is my future fondling right there.
There you go. Just that game, huh?
Probably some more Transformers because I love it.
Okay, just say screw everything else, brother.
Yes.
All right, well, we'll move on to the Wombat.
All right. Well, the good news is, I don't know, I guess I really shouldn't say good news, but the news is I really haven't played all that much, obviously, since the last time I was on the show because I've been busy. But I did play... I'm trying to go back and think now of everything I played. I played the demo for Kane and Lynch 2. Which wasn't bad, but
I was going to say, what'd you think of that?
The one thing, the visual style of it, I like it, but it gives me a headache.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about it, but it gives me a headache.
It's the shaky camera,
like, yeah, and like the
gritty
video. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good, actually, and I didn't really like the first one, so I didn't play much of the first one, but what I played that I wasn't huge on. This the demo for the second one I didn't think was too bad. I'm trying to think of what else I played. Let's see. I played 99 Nights 2, so in 3-2, as it were, since they like to make it confusing.
Yeah, in 3-2.
Yeah, and I really like it. I mean, it's right up my alley. I'm anybody that knows me knows that I'm a sucker for Dynasty Warrior style games, which is pretty much what 99 Nights is. It's Dynasty Warriors perfected a little bit. It's got its issues for sure, just from the little bit I've played so far. The enemy AI is pretty awful. But I have a blast with it, which is really all that counts. And then I played a little bit more Red Dead, played a little bit more UFC. There's not really much more I can add on those that we haven't already talked about. And then I played and finished Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands, and really, really enjoyed it. I think it's the best, it's easily the best, pure Prince of Persia game since Sands of Time, I think. I actually think it's even better than the two Thrones, which I also really enjoyed. The platforming is just unbelievable, especially the last section of the last section of the game. Is one of the best ending sequences to a game that I've played in a long time. There's a platforming. I struggle to call it platforming. It is platforming because there's jumping and things that you need to do. There's a section before you get to the final boss fight. I'm trying to decide whether I want to say what it is, or if I just want to let people experience it for themselves. It's not really a spoiler, I guess. But needless to say, it's just very, very cool, both visually and from a gameplay standpoint. The build-up to the final boss fight is really, really neat. It's definitely worth a rent. I wouldn't buy it, honestly, at full price because it's short. It's probably 6 hours long. Really, really fun, especially if you like tricky platforming. I'd say if you played Assassin's Creed 2 and you enjoyed the tomb levels, which were basically exclusively platforming, you would really like The Forgotten Sands because the platforming in it is just amazing, especially towards the end once you get all four of your different powers that you can use to platform. They start throwing some really, really tricky platforming actions at you. Situations like, I'm sure you know that everybody's played it to the point where you got the freezing water power, right?
Well, yeah. Except for Gambus.
Well, except for Gambus. You know how every now and then there'll be sheets of water that you can run up if you freeze it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll get to the point at the end where there's sheets of water suspended in the air, and there'll be like five of them in a row to get to the next place you need to go. So you have to jump through one and then freeze the water so you can jump off the next one to the one you just jumped through, jump off that one, unfreeze everything so you can jump through the one you just landed on, and keep going back and forth all the way across.
Jeez.
And then once you get towards the end, they start adding in... you get a power eventually, and I don't think this is a spoiler, so I'm just going to tell you. You get a power eventually that allows you to recall pieces of the environment that have been broken off or destroyed.
Yeah.
So you get that towards the end. You get the power to, when you jump, if you hit the B button, you zoom across the air to the next enemy that you target. They call it power of flight. But you start combining rewinding time, freezing water, recalling pieces of the environment one piece at a time, and doing that fly power at the same time, and the platforming gets intense at the end of the game. I mean, to the point where before the end sequence that I mentioned, you have to climb this tower, and the whole thing, obviously, is platforming, and it's really tricky. There's a lot of, you got to make really precise decisions on what power to use when and when to jump and how high up the wall you need to be when you jump. So for people who don't like really tricky platforming, I wouldn't, like, if you're just into it because you think that it looks cool and that you want to fight a bunch of enemies or whatever, don't get it, because the combat's pretty boring. But the game itself, the platforming is just unbelievable. Which is what I liked about the Sands of Time trilogy in the first place, was the platforming. So it's pretty much exactly what I was looking for.
That's what I think all the POP fans have been waiting for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was a shocker that it was good, because it was kind of like a movie tie-in, almost.
Right, exactly. Yeah, even though the story doesn't connect to the movie. But it came out at the same time. I was a little iffy on the Prince's redesign, like the way he looks. It was better than the 2008 Prince of Persia.
I like that one a lot, though. But
who I like to refer to as Dude of Persia.
Nolan North?
Yeah, Nolan North. To me, this game is superior to that game in just about every way. So, but that wraps it up as far as current fondling. Scratch that. I also played the Crackdown 2 demo. I haven't got the full version yet.
Demo.
Yeah, I know. I haven't got the full version yet.
Well, let me just tell you this: if you played the demo, you've played the full version.
Snap! Sorry. Well, I love
I'll explain
the demo
my. And I'll explain my.
Your disappointment.
Yeah.
Well, I love the demo and I love the first one. And from what I understand, a lot of people's complaints is that there's not really how do I put it? If you're not just running around collecting orbs, there's not much to do. Like there's not many really good missions to do or whatever.
There are missions? What?
Yeah, but to me the whole draw of the first game was just to have a sandbox with a whole bunch of superpowers to mess around in and hunt orbs in.
Yeah, which that's all the second one is.
Yeah, which is pretty much what it felt like from the demo.
Except now you can play four people.
Yeah, except is it just me, and I don't know, maybe it is just me, or maybe you guys discussed it when I wasn't here. Is it just me, or does this game actually somehow not look as good as the first one?
No, we talked about that. Me and K-Dub both came to the agreement that the first one looks better.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Different developer.
Yeah, I know, but it just, like, it looks good. I mean, I'm not trying to say it doesn't look good, but I don't understand how it happened that it ended up looking worse than the last one.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could have been that maybe, like, when we first saw Crackdown, the first one, the art style was very fresh and new, and, you know, now that we've seen a bunch of other games come out that look really, really good, maybe that just doesn't appeal to us as much anymore.
Well, it's a possibility.
I don't agree with that, because I actually went back and looked at the first Crackdown, and it physically looks better.
Okay.
Then the second one. And I think the big reason might be is because the color palette. They made it intentionally a lot darker.
Yeah.
In the second one.
Right.
So that'd be my guess.
That's very true.
It could be it. I really enjoyed what I played of it. I plan on getting the full version eventually. If I don't get it sent to me via Gamefly, this next one, I'll probably end up buying it, because it's one of those games that I know I'll play. But right now, I wanted to finish Prince of Persia. Ken was nice enough to let me borrow 99 Nights, so I want to play a lot of that. And I still haven't beat Red Dead. So I need to concentrate on playing some of those. And, you know, Crackdown 2 can wait, because it's one of those games that no matter when I play it, I'm still going to have fun with it. So, and it's not, I mean, it's one of those games where I know that Zero and K-Dub aren't going to trade it in. So if I want to play co-op with somebody, I'll have somebody there to play co-op with.
Oh, yeah. Mine ain't going nowhere.
Right. So.
And mine isn't either, no matter what you say, Zero.
I will see what happens in 6 months.
Wait, you're not going to trade a game in?
No, I'm not.
Whatever. Let me ask you, how many, and I'll probably bury myself by asking this, how many 360 games do you have?
Hold on.
Physically currently have on your shelf?
Hold on. I wonder. 10.
10?
Yeah.
Wow.
With as many games as you buy, you only have 10 left?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have, let's see.
I think I have almost 40.
And I have 7 Wii games and 6 PS3 games.
You're beating me on Wii games, but I'm beating you on the other two.
Oh my god, I smoke all of you in 360.
Well, yeah, but you're...
Well, of course.
Out.
Hey, but I don't trade them in.
That's true. Well, you trade some of them in.
I trade the crap in, and I don't trade in good games.
Right.
Anyway.
Future fondling is Crackdown probably, and then whatever Gamefly sends me. I've got Singularity on my list. I've got 3D Dot Game Heroes on my list. Crackdown is on my Gamefly list, but I don't know if I'll get that from them or if I'll end up having to buy it. And then something else is on my list, and I can't remember what it is now off the top of my head. And I'm sure Ken will probably tell me whether I should leave this on my list or get rid of it, but Sniper Ghost Warrior is on my list as well.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you all about that one.
Alright. So, that wraps it up for me.
Alright, we'll move on to Scorched Angel to see what he traded in this week.
Yeah. Well, most of the games I've played were downloadable. Mostly review games I did for the site, one of those being Tales of Monkey Island, the 5-pack for PS3. They released them all on PC and WiiWare a while back, but they finally brought them to PS3, actually cheaper than all the other, because I think if you get it on WiiWare and PC, it's like $35, and they released them on PS3 for $20, all 5 of them in one bundle. Wow. They're good. I'd like the pirate aesthetic. Like, I like, you know,
like
swashbuckling and all that good fun stuff.
Swashbuckling?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you swashbuckle on an amateur level?
Yeah.
Let me buckle your swash.
Wow.
Anyway. But yeah, they're good. They remind me of basically a copy and paste of Sam and Max for the PS3. Not recently.
It's funny that you would say that.
Why is that?
Because I'm pretty sure Tales of Monkey Island was around before Sam and Max.
Well, you know what I mean. But this, I know, but this version, like the way they did the new ones.
I gotcha.
I mean, because it's made by Telltale, so obviously it would, you know, they both make Sam and Max and these Tales of Monkey Island games, so. But, you know, it's good. It's worth $20. It's a lot of gameplay for $20. More than you would get in some places, so.
I'll tell you what, and they released this game on the iPhone, and I'm waiting for a port with the success of some of the other point and clicks that have sort of come back out, and from what I understand, the success of the iPhone version, I'd really like to see a downloadable on console version of Beneath a Steel Sky. I don't know if any of you guys have ever played it.
No.
It's really, really good point and click game. It's out on the iPhone now. But if you can, I think it's actually, I'm sure you can probably find it freeware somewhere online. So if you like point and click games, it's worth doing a search and seeing if you can find a free version of it online on the PC. It's a really, really good point and click game. I'd like to see import that to the boxes.
Gotcha. Let's see what else. I played a PSP Mini, but I played it on my PS3 of Arcade Darts. If you like darts, you will like Arcade Darts.
Endorsement.
I mean, it's not a bad game. It just, you know,
it's darts.
A good time waster. You know, I don't think people are going to play this, you know, for hours and hours on end. So, and then WiiWare, I played Arcade Sports, which is made by the same guys that did Arcade Darts.
Man, they're very clever with their naming conventions.
Arcade Sports is a compilation of sports games, bowling included in there, pool, and air hockey. And the one I think is probably out of those three that's the best is the air hockey. I had the most fun with it. It's the problem I had with the game overall, though, is the controls were really not responsive enough for a, you know, when you're used to sports games being as good as Wii Sports, when something tries to do the same thing but not as good, you have to, you know.
You should never compare anything to Nintendo games.
I know,
games.
But it's yeah. hard. It's hard to not, though.
No, it is hard to not. But Nintendo just has an unfair advantage because they're awesome.
Their awesomeness is unparalleled.
It really is, if you think about it. I mean, come on, they've been rehashing the same fucking game for 25 yeah. years, and it's still awesome.
When it comes to first-party software, you are absolutely correct.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody that would disagree.
Yeah, I don't know any like Nintendo first-party game that I have not thoroughly enjoyed. So, but other than those, I also reviewed Puzzle Quest 2, which. That's another game. If you've played Puzzle Quest 1, it's pretty much the same formula, but they refined it just enough to make it perfected, almost. Like, they took all the complaints that people had with some of the, with Puzzle Quest and Puzzle Quest Galactrix and fixed them all and put out to make Puzzle Quest 2, and just, they really did a great job with
Puzzle Quest. Just letting the dead air go.
An awkward pause there for some reason.
Puzzle Quest! The Return!
They really did a good job with
your mama's
Puzzle
ass.
Puzzle Quest.
The Revenge!
There's not much else to say about Puzzle Quest.
Motherfucking Puzzle Quest.
That's
all I have to say about that.
Pretty much. Other last downloadable game, like Gambus, I played Blacklight Tango Down.
Blacklight Tango!
And I love it. It's really good. It has the draw of like a Modern Warfare 2, but in a cheap package, I guess.
Cheap ass.
I mean, the way I look at it, if you don't have the money to buy a Modern Warfare or Battlefield and you're really into first-person shooters, get this game, pretty much. I mean, it's cheap enough that it won't break your wallet and you'll have just about as much enjoyment out of it as you would. I know, that's going to get me destroyed.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble for that. That's all right. We like saying things that get us in trouble.
Yes, we do.
It's not that I don't own either Modern Warfare 2 or Battlefield, so I love both those games, but, you know, if you don't have the money to spend, this is definitely a great alternative.
Puzzle Quest.
That's going to be the international way to break awkward silence from now on the show.
I think it is.
Puzzle Quest.
Finally, I give the show a spin of my own. other little things I played. I played Halo 3 a little bit this week.
Halo! Because it was Bungie Puzzle Day?
Quest. Yeah. I played on Bungie Day just to have my head be on fire.
Don't try this at home.
They have a pill for that.
They do. Usually you have to go to the clinic, though.
Yeah, you gotta go to the free clinic. If your head's on fire.
But
that's a penis joke.
Yes, it is.
We made it a sexual transmitted disease joke on this show. Do you believe it?
I can't believe it.
We're coming up in the world.
I hope your girlfriend doesn't listen to this show, Gambus.
Yeah, I hope not either.
It's getting to the point where I hope nobody listens to the show.
I don't care.
Other than that. I played Crackdown 2, picked it up this week. Like I said when Wombat was talking about it, I like it, but I can't seem to just get past how similar it is. I don't know. It's not that I'm not having fun with it. Like, I played it for 5-6 hours straight the first day I got it, and played through the, I guess, quote unquote, main story missions. if you can even call them that.
What, the hunt and peck, the nine stupid... Yeah.
The beacons
yeah. for the yeah. freak holes?
Yeah, I finished those, and I've been working on the road races to get my driving skill up, finding the agility orbs, and then the territories, fighting off the cell installations and all that stuff. I mean, I like it, but it seems like that game is more fun when I'm playing with somebody. Like, I can't play that game by myself anymore. Like, I could with the first one. I played through most of the first one by myself, but I don't know. This time around, I can't. I have to have somebody playing as well to make it good.
Make it good.
And finally, I played Singularity. Played and finished Singularity. That game is awesome. I really feel in my gut that it's going to be the sleeper hit of the summer. I know a lot of people are going to pass it up because it looks like a generic shooter, and it really isn't. It has the atmosphere and personality of a BioShock to me, but...
Well, you know why people are going to pass it up? For the same reason that you and Wombat both passed up paying for Prince of Persia and now Singularity. It's because it's 5-6 hours long.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, it is. And I game-flied it, so I didn't purchase it, you know. I played it over a weekend and finished it, but I really had a fun time with it. I think it's worth playing, but... The multiplayer is a throwaway. I didn't find any enjoyment in it. Like, it's strictly a single player game, and yes, the single player is short, so. Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle this.
Yes, Puzzle Quest.
Oh, puzzle nuts.
That's about all I've played this week, or since the last time I was on the show, I guess.
All right. Giggity.
This week, Future Fondling, I'm going to be playing Dragon Quest. Don't know if I'm picking up today or when I get back in town on Wednesday. I'm also going to be playing Trinity Universe, because I'm getting a review copy of that from Mr. Zero Tolerance.
It's in the mail!
I don't even know what Trinity Universe is.
It's the most Japanese game ever made.
Yeah, it's a PS3 JRPG. Emphasis on the J.
You won't play. You literally won't play the game for the first probably 45 minutes.
Sweet.
That's how Japanese it is.
Did you play part of it?
Yes, I did. I put it in and I was like, let's see if I can get through this review. And I'm like, nope, can't.
I mean, I like me some JRPGs, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Have fun with it.
I'll give it a shot. And then the last thing that I'm playing this week is NCAA Football 11.
Oh, nice.
College Foosball.
Super excited.
I tried to play the demo for that, too, but I'm not a football guy, as everybody knows, and I'm not a football video game guy, so...
The thing is, I'm not a huge football guy, but I love playing the college football games. Probably because I'm in college right now, so, you know...
Is your college in the game?
No, but I'm going to make it through the team builder.
It's in the game.
No, I'm not in a prestigious enough college to be. I mean, we're good, but we're not high division.
If it makes you feel any better, I went to college with Ben Roethlisberger, and we see how he turned out. So maybe it's probably good that you're not at a prestigious college.
I'm waiting to see you on the news from some nightclub fiasco. No. Dude, I'm Big Ben.
But that will do it for me.
Awesome. I have 400 games to talk about.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is.
That's a considerable amount of video games.
I'll do it by system.
How many of those are Puzzle Quest?
Zero. I did not play Puzzle Quest. I got rid of it because I do not like Puzzle Quest.
Nice. That's a good reason to get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want this crap.
Well, then I'm glad I got it then.
There you go. You can see me reviewing it. This is stupid. The only thing I played outside of my 360 was I played a game on the Wii.
What?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
Oh my god.
Interesting.
It's called the Tournament of Legends.
Oh yeah, how was that?
I you know, it was funny. I saw the pictures of it, and I'm like, wow, that kind of looks like War Gods. And I think I'm the only person in the world that that excites.
Yeah.
Okay, because I liked War Gods. I miss the days, and I know you remember this, back when fighting games were, like, uber popular.
Yeah, back and then we're like a new fighting game every single week.
I miss that time because there was some really fun stuff in there, like Cardinal Sin and yeah, Mace, Mace the Dark Age.
Yeah, but for every fun game like that, there was Dark Messiah of Might and Magic. Not Might and Dark Messiah. What was the Might and Magic?
Iron and Blood.
Game?
Iron,
yeah,
and Blood.
Iron and Blood. That's what it was.
Which, you know, that game has a very funny story for me. It will stick with me forever because the little goblin dude would stab you.
Yeah.
And he would his taunt was, I think I'm going to have a sandwich. And still to this day, I remember that.
Yeah.
And that Masters of the Terrace Kazi. Come on now. But this reminds me a lot of back then when there would be a new fighting game every week. It's really generic. The characters are really generic. But it's fun. And I actually enjoyed it. I was expecting to hate it. It's only $30. You know, so you know it's a budget title. Surprisingly, it's made by the same guys that did The Conduit.
Really? So they're doing budget fighting games now.
Exactly. But as long as you go into it expecting a budget fighting game, you're going to get it. I felt like it was War Gods. It just, there's no blood and no fatalities, but...
Right.
The most interesting thing is the way that it handles rounds. Like, you have... It's the best of six, I think, so you have to win three.
Holy cow.
Well, you can turn that down. This is just by default.
Oh, gotcha.
But there's like 99 seconds. You know how normal fighting games, when the timer runs out, it's over, and whoever has the most health wins. Well, in this one, it's called an act. So when the timer runs out, you both go into like the corner, and you have to do these little mini games with the Wii remote to refill your health and your armor.
Wow.
But it actually does have breakable armor, special moves. I mean, it's not bad. I enjoyed playing it for review. I did.
How does it control?
It's very it's a defensive fighting game.
Really?
So there's going to be a lot of turtling if you were playing it seriously.
Right.
You can't button mash.
I'm sure there's going to be a huge Tournament of Legends.
Dude, Tournament of Legends was at Evo, okay? I have my Wii arcade stick and I am there. I am the number one player. Because I am the only player.
Number one Tournament of Legends player in the world. That's kind of like when I was the number one Star Lancer player in the world on
exactly.
the Dreamcast.
Exactly. See? Now you know what I'm talking about. But no, I have to say I enjoyed it. I gave it a 6. I mean, it's not nearly as bad as you would think it is. And it was fun for an afternoon romp. You know, it's not something I'm going to go back and play a lot of. But I did enjoy it. My 360 backlog has been crazy. It feels like Christmas. the arcade sales, you know, skipping arcade games now since I don't have the ADD to buy them all, is nice because when stuff goes on sale, I can actually buy it.
Right.
Like Chime was on sale for like 200 and some odd points, half price, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's really fun. It's
yeah.
It's Luminous. I mean, it's totally Luminous. It's the same game. At least I really felt Luminous. You know, complete your blocks before the beat meter goes through.
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, it's Luminous. But for the price, I couldn't beat it. It was like $250 or something like that. I also picked up PB Winterbottom game because it was like $5.
What did you think of that?
It's weird.
Yeah,
I was kind of confused that I was actually playing it for a while because it seemed like I was just interacting with an old timey movie. So I was kind of confused, but I haven't played much of it yet, so I need to go back and play some more of that. I got to review both of the family games for Xbox Live for the month of June. Lego Harry Potter.
Hmm.
Harry Potter!
Awesome.
Yeah, have I mentioned that I hate the Lego games anymore?
This one was supposed to be like...
Yeah, it was so different that I had to collect studs and find golden bricks and be extremely bored.
Okay.
I don't like Lego games anymore, so I didn't... I gave it a good review because it is good, but I'm not... That wasn't for me. I hate Harry Potter. I'm sorry, but I find that I'm not going to say it. I'm just not going to say it.
I think Harry Potter's cool. Kind of.
So do I. You know,
I don't know that cool is the right.
I would.
How about it's
maybe
interesting.
Not cool, but interesting. Yeah, I actually watched one of the Harry Potter movies about 2 days ago.
I think the dudes that watch Harry Potter.
Don't go there, man.
Don't say it.
There.
What is it? What's the spells he says? Like expellum frutium? Would that be the correct one?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's not for me. It's totally not for me. But the other family game that I played was phenomenal. Toy Story 3.
Yeah, I've heard that was really, really good.
I was shocked at how good it actually is. The missions are all different. They all are really well done. And then the little mode that they have in there called the Toy Box, which basically lets you go around and do whatever you want, is probably one of them. I didn't know it was part of the game.
Yeah, that's pretty much what all the commercials are about, is the Toy Box mode.
Yeah, because it dumps you. You start the game off and you do one mission, and then it introduces you to the Toy Box, which is just a side piece of the game. And literally, I was in there for like an hour and a half before I realized, hey, I need to go back and finish the story. And, I mean, it is super addictive and super fun. And it actually, you know, I don't usually keep, you know, when I get review games of these family games, I don't usually keep them. The exceptions being, you know, like Kung Fu Panda, which was excellent, and a couple others. This one I actually put on my shelf. I'm like, you know, I'm going to play this. I thought it was that good.
Yeah, actually, after your review, I put it on my Gamefly list. I'm interested in playing it.
It's very fun. I'm really enjoying it. I actually do want to go back and get to it once I get through all this other crap. I did play some of the Just Cause DLC. That's mostly the reason why I put it in, was to drive around the monster truck.
How is that monster truck?
The monster truck's fun because it's almost impossible to wreck. So I can drive.
You just run over everything?
I run over everything, and then I can drive through like the woods and stuff and not have to worry about it.
Nice.
So that one's definitely worth my dollar. I played more Transformers. I'm still loving Transformers. Like Gamba said, it is such a love letter to us old school hardcore fans, and it's still so much fun. I did play 99 Nights 2, reviewed that. I definitely don't recommend buying it. And I think the biggest thing that I said in my review was, if you could take like the characters, the personality, and the combat of the first game, and mix it with a lot of what the second game does, like the bigger encounters, the more upgrades and stuff like that, if you combine the two games, you have one kick-ass game. But, I mean, I enjoyed the first one more than the second one, and I think it's because the characters were so much more memorable. The characters in the second game are just generic.
Are you kidding me?
What?
By the way, it should be mentioned that I'm actually actively playing 90 Nights 2 while we're doing this podcast.
Is that why you just said, are you kidding me?
It wasn't. Yeah, because I was 890 kills deep, and I had completed the level. Like, it gave me the mission complete thing, and I was just clearing up some of the other objectives, and I died. And it started me all the way back at the beginning of the level.
Yeah, yeah. That was my big complaint in my review.
Yeah, which is just...
Yeah, you have to start, like, way over.
In this day and age, that's not
pretty much
acceptable.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'll get online and you have the guys on there like, yeah, you're just spoiled. No, I just have a life.
No, I just make games that don't make me want to break stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Why do I want to waste my time? I love playing games for no benefit.
Right.
Oh, anyway. Okay, now... Actually, I'm going to save the bad stuff for last. That's the fun stuff. also, on the Xbox Live Arcade sale, Mega Man 10 and Afterburner Climax were both on sale, so I bought both of those. Afterburner, it's worth $5. It wasn't worth 10. Mega Man 10, I own it on PS3, but I want achievements. And the fact that the Xbox 360 version is actually the thing that pissed me off about the PS3 version is it's not full screen.
Yeah,
and that's just ridiculous. Whereas the 360 version actually is.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Well, it's not wide full screen, but it goes from top to bottom. which the PS3 version didn't do.
Okay.
Which drove me insane. But it's really about the achievements, honestly. I know Gambus talked about Death Smiles. I am loving it. I think it's the best bullet hell shooter game I think I've ever played. I mean, it's just really that good. And if you are a fan of those, you need to go out and buy it now, because that limited edition is not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
Crackdown 2, I have pretty much obliterated. I have like 17 hours into the game. And I still haven't completed everything. I forget what my game percentage completion is, like 74% or something like that. I've collected every agility orb, finished every story mission, finished every cell encounter. I just have ridiculous amounts. It's the first game. It's an expansion pack. It really is. And that's disappointing. But you know what? I'm still having a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I'm having fun too, don't get me wrong. It's not that I dislike the game. I just, you know.
I literally chased Killer Wolverine through the city the other night and just beat the shit out of him.
Oh, that's, don't worry, Altus One does that. Every time we finish a mission, he takes it upon himself to kick me halfway across the map.
Oh, what I do is I've been using the UV shotgun, and I will just
that's a good one.
I will just blow Killer Wolverine's body like halfway across the map. He'll come driving at me in a car, and I just hit him with the UV shotgun, and it just goes flipping into the air. See, that's fun. That's fun.
We had a glitch the other night, because you know how you can, like, run and then do that bashing thing?
Yeah.
Well, I was in one of those ramp trucks trying to get something set up, and he did the bash thing while I was in the truck, and it glitched, and the truck seriously went from one end of the city to the other.
Nice.
It flew up in the air over every single thing and landed on the other side of the map.
That's awesome. Nice.
It was so funny.
I love making big explosions and knocking stuff 14 million miles into the air.
Yeah.
That's the joy of Crackdown for me.
Yeah, it's still there.
Picking up cars and throwing them at people is just a blast.
Oh, yes.
And you know what's funny about... This is funny. I just want to mention this real quick. You know what Crackdown 2 actually... It's rare when one game makes you want to play a different game. When one game is so good that it makes you want to play a different game that's also good, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because playing the demo for Crackdown made me want to go back and play Champions Online again.
Huh.
That's a random comparison.
Yeah. Did you hear
that they're both superhero games. They're both games where you can pick up stuff and throw it at enemies, which is fun.
Well, yeah, that's always fun.
But Champions Online has a real... the other thing about Crackdown... Crackdown is actually more MMO-like than some people would give it credit for, just because there's a constant sense of progression in Crackdown. Like, you constantly feel like you're getting better, like your character's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what MMOs do very well. And actually, Champions Online does that very well, too. So that's sort of where it put me in that mode.
It's funny, the makers of the original Crackdown went on to do an MMO.
Yes, they did.
APB, and yep. I heard it was actually not that good. I heard it was a disappointment.
You know, I would be able to tell you, but I got two codes from Mr. Zero Tolerance for APB, and neither one of them worked.
That thing was a total bust. I swear to God, I don't know how many people came back and said those codes don't work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what?
Because I would have liked to try that game out, but, you know.
I was like, you know what? Screw this. Stupid promo. Send me codes that don't work.
Sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Alright. And the other big game, well, I played Blacklight. I enjoy Blacklight. I think it's fun. People have definitely learned to exploit it already.
Yeah.
Which sucks. People just camp at their spawn point. And
because it has those turrets that won't let you in, basically.
Yeah, and they don't
and
move.
You try to step in, and it'll blow you away.
And they don't move.
Now,
they just sit there.
I understand that you probably couldn't win that way or whatever, but how is that any fun?
It's not.
Fun to just sit there.
It's fun for the other team.
No, it's not.
Well, no. You know what I mean.
I can't stand to just sit there.
No, I don't have the patience for that. I like running around the map as fast as I can.
Yeah, and if I die, I die. But at least I'm getting my money's worth out of the game by actually playing it instead of just sitting in one place and letting something else do all the work.
Well, people think that winning is the only thing that matters in games. It's not about having fun, which is just crap anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That kind of frustrated me that I learned that people had started exploiting that game. I'm like, really? Already? This game's going to have like a minimal community and it's already going to be ruined.
Right.
It's going to be ruined.
Ruined.
but it doesn't matter because it's not Modern Warfare 2, so it'll be better, according to the people on the internet. And the other game that I'm playing that I'm looking really forward to playing after the show is Singularity. I am absolutely adoring the game. I love the idea of the TMD. It is very reminiscent of BioShock, where you get the telekinesis and the different powers with it. But I think the biggest thing with me with this game is you can just feel when you play it how polished it is. Like, the guys at Raven have perfectly paced every power that you get. You remember how to do it. Like, how many games do you play where you get into the and they give you a new power and then they give you another new power and you don't even remember the last one 10 minutes later? Whereas this game, it really sticks. And they use it enough within the game that it actually makes sense. The gunplay is great. I love the weapons, especially the one where you have the sniper bullet that you can guide with the right analog stick.
The Seeker.
That thing is awesome because watching their head explode is...
Your head explode.
I mean, that there's nothing more satisfying than watching their head explode.
Another cool part in that game, I'm not trying to spoil anything, but... The ending ramps up so good.
Well,
it is so awesome.
I am looking forward to it. I'm trying to remember where I'm at in the single player, because I've probably put about 2 hours into the single player. So, and yes, Nolan North is in the game, so there you go.
Yeah, but not for very long.
No. Well, don't spoil that.
Well, that's... Who knows what happens to him?
He could
get shipped out. I don't know.
He could get shipped out. And here's another thing that kind of... that really bodes well for the game is, and I think it's a very popular theme this year, it takes place in Mother Russia.
Mother Russia.
Yes, because we all know Metro was had the Russian setting. And
actually, I had a lot of remnants of that game, of Metro, when I was playing Singularity.
Well, I didn't get as much of Metro as I did BioShock, for sure.
Well, yeah.
Because
it
really...
But if you had to compare it to two games, like if it was a mashup of two games, I would say... It's Metro and BioShock mashed into one game.
Thankfully, not as hard as Metro.
No, more BioShock on the end.
Oh my god, Metro was so fucking hard.
Yeah, it's not that. Yeah, Singularity is not that hard of a game, but that does it a good service because it makes it more enjoyable, and you want to keep through it.
I love it. It's got the little audio diaries that you can listen to. It's got notes you can pick up where you get more of the story. Is why I think it's really digs into BioShock, and not to mention the levels have a very BioShock look to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I love the switching back and forth between time periods and altering the future and the past, and changing objects with your TMD. I mean, it's just such a cool concept.
Yep.
That I think it's one of the better games that I've played this year. It is really, really good. Yep. And now I get to talk about the three games that are absolutely terrible. These are my favorite. Well, first of all, because I know Wombat's got Sniper Ghost Warrior on his list.
Yeah, so tell me about Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Alright, Sniper Ghost Warrior is a $39.99 title, straight up out of the box, and that's overpriced by a lot.
Wow.
Wow.
I think the idea is great. And the first time, like the first level that you play, it's good. It's really good, because it's just sniping. You're sneaking through the bushes. You're taking guys out with your sniper bullets, and it's awesome. You love it. Like, the first thing you get into, you're supposed to eliminate this one guy, and you get in your perch, your position, you set up your shot, you take it, and of course you miss. I'm like, what kind of a sniper are you?
you are a terrible sniper.
And then the game turns into shitty Call of Duty.
I don't know.
Because you're walking around, like, what happens when you miss this guy is, like, the whole army that is in this camp comes running at you. And guess what you have? You have a sniper rifle and a pistol.
Nice.
And guess what? Yeesh. They can see you.
Nice.
before you can see them, and you're a sniper.
But you're a ghost warrior.
Yeah, you're not a ghost warrior. You're a giant fucking target. Like, literally, the enemies can see you from 200 yards away, and you can't see them. You just know you're getting shot.
God.
So, and then what was awesome is in one of the levels, I had a teammate, and he runs out into the middle of the field. He's like, let's sneak through this field. And then he stands up and runs through the field, and everybody starts shooting, but guess what? They're not shooting at him.
They're shooting at you.
Yeah, and he's just standing there looking at him like, come on, we need to go. I'm like,
come on, quit getting shot, we need to go.
He's like, do you not see the 50 guys shooting at me? Oh, and finally what I did was, I picked up a machine gun and got rid of my sniper rifle, and then it turned into kind of a shitty FPS.
Yeah, it sort of defeats the purpose of being sniper ghost warrior if you're shooting people with a machine gun.
Exactly, and that's when I said, you know what?
I can't be called machine gun shitty warrior.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I can't play this anymore. This is just awful. I don't even care. Next up on the shit list, I played Naval Assault, The Killing Tide. And it's as awesome as the name implies.
Is that what you wanted to do?
Yes. It sounds terrible.
Well, you know, how often do we get a submarine game? And there's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Do you know how fun it is to watch a submarine go from point A to point B? Especially when it's realistic and, like, let's say the distance in the map is about, you know, finger length. Dude, that'll take you 25 minutes to get there, and you have to fucking sit and wait. How awesome is that?
For Red October.
Yeah. That was the only way I could keep people reading my review, is I told them in the review that you need to read the rest of this in a Sean Connery voice. But that game, oh my god, it's so bad. It looks like a PS2 game. First gen PS2 game.
Nice.
It's like literally the tutorial mission took me 35 minutes because I had to put my sub at the bottom of the ocean and tell it to go to the area so I wouldn't be seen. And if I was seen, I had to start over, and it literally took the damn boat 20 minutes to get there. So I just set it on the mini-map, pointed it towards the star, and walked away.
Awesome.
And that's the majority of missions when you're trying to stealth. So it's just, it's great. Oh my god, the game is so bad.
Sounds like the best game ever.
And the last game I played was Naughty Bear. And you know what? I'm so sad. Because that game has such a cool idea. It has such a cool premise. The fact that you're just a sadistic bear that kills people and, you know, chops people's heads off with a hatchet. I mean, it's just, and it's because they're all made of stuffing, so, it's not. But God, does it play like shit. I have never seen a worse camera, a more terrible just look and feel of a game. The fact that if you don't install it to your hard drive, which, by the way, takes up 700 megabytes.
What?
Yeah, that's how big the game is on your hard drive. Wait, when no. You install it.
700 megabytes?
Megabytes.
So yeah. Less than a gig.
Yeah.
That's almost unbelievable.
You could fit it on a CD.
Yeah, that's almost unbelievable.
Yeah. So that just gives you an example. But if you don't do that, the game locks up constantly. So I'm very, very upset at how much promise this game had. Because, like, the first level has you at a birthday party that you sneak into, and you can literally torture one of the bears by, you know, smashing his head into a disco table. So,
disco table?
Well, like, where they... Well, what is it?
Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. A turntable?
Well, they call it a disco.
Table you disco on?
You disco on my table. I don't know.
I'm blown away.
It's
by the concept of a disco table.
But you can torture them with so many different pieces of the environment. The problem is that everything controls so badly that you can never get it to work. Like, literally, the left trigger is called the boo button. And you can walk up to a bear and pull the left trigger, and your bear just looks at him and goes, rah! And they literally turn and run away from you. Like, that's somehow terrifying. Of course, when you pull out a machete and stab him in the face, then I can understand how that's terrifying.
But honestly, more terrifying.
If a giant talking bear walked up to you and went boo at you, wouldn't you be scared?
No, I'd just kick him in the nuts.
What are you talking about? Bears don't bear.
Jerry Bear dead. What are you talking about? I'm good. No, it's a very bad game. Don't buy that game. Just don't buy. I can't believe it's $50. That's an insult to whoever paid for it. I love going online. Like, every game, you can go online and find people like, oh, people are just being too hard on this. No, they're really not. In fact, I think they're really being too nice.
Ooh.
Because it's just, it's insulting how poorly this game has been programmed. And this comes from the guys that made Wet. And I liked Wet. I thought Wet was well done. And this game just... It feels like Wet took a shit, and... This is that's what came
Jeez.
Out. Oh, God. It's just, I haven't seen something that bad since... I can't even tell you. Artificial Mind and Movement is probably the next on the chopping block after that one. Ugh. Just an awful, awful game. But that wraps up everything I've played. I feel like I had a Gambus Khan fondling.
It was pretty epic.
Yeah, I know. And I'm still trying to find time to play all this crap. And then this week, I know that I'll be playing college football, which I'm excited because it just means that Madden's only a month away, which means the football season is only a month away, which is exciting.
So, which is silly.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Go watch your insomnia-inducing sport. All right. Now that we've got the fondling out of the way, I guess we're going to do some news. Let me bring this up. Apparently the BioWare has started game testing for the Old Republic, so that should get you excited.
Nice.
Oh, God. Really? Modern Warfare 2 again?
What about it?
What was this? Infinity Ward lawsuit claims Activision created police state.
Okay.
Whatever.
Awesome.
The new Michael Jackson game gets a title. It's called Michael Jackson The Experience.
Create your own joke.
Gambus Khan. You got candy?
Gambus Khan, The Experience. That's a game I'd want to play.
Dude, I'd play that. I'd be at the midnight launch for that. Enslaved has got its North American release date. It's October 5th. Anybody excited about that game?
That game actually looks really sweet.
It looks cool.
The same guys that did what? Heavenly Sword, right?
It'll be about 3.5 hours long.
That game was super short. Super short.
Don't say that around a PS3 fanboy.
What?
I said, don't say that around a PS3 fanboy.
I am partially a PS3 fanboy, but, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a everything fanboy.
The fact that you said partially and the fact that you said Heavenly Sword was short means that you are not a true PS3 fanboy.
That's right.
Whatevs.
I thought this said something breaking. Blizzard. The Blizzard forum thing is over. Where they were going to show your real name. That lasted like a day.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you want to play Kinect early, which I can't imagine wanting to play it at all, it will be at Macy's store starting next week. So
really?
Yeah, select Macy's stores.
Yeah. Like a list. Probably nowhere around me.
there's one in Columbus. I think that's the closest one to us, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Apparently, iPad owners are less likely to buy portable consoles.
Yeah, because they already spent their money on the iPad.
Yeah, they're broke.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 14 closed beta has begun. So, if you're really excited about playing that,
I'd like to give it a shot on the PS3 when it comes out. I'm not going to play it on PC.
Just play Final Fantasy 11. It's the same game.
Yeah, but this one will probably have more people.
No, Final Fantasy XI's got a ton of people.
Really?
They're pissed. They're pissed because they made a new game instead of another expansion.
Yes, they're playing right now really angrily.
Yeah, I've actually got a friend who plays it pretty hardcore, and I mean, there's a lot of people on there, and they're very upset that they made a new game.
It's kind of like
It's kind of like when World of Warcraft players get pissed. They get pissed while they're playing the game.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm so pissed that Blizzard did this. Hold on, let me log on real quick.
Yeah. They're like, help me get my bags and level up my dexterity and build some fruit. That's why I don't play that shit. 3DS hardware is geared toward more console-like games, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently Sony is not losing money on Move hardware. Well, yeah, it's because it's fucking overpriced. Really? The Xbox 360 redesign is losing steam in Japan?
Apparently, well, it went crazy for a while there.
Yeah, it had a big spike.
Of course it's losing steam.
Well, yeah, because it's tiny. You know, it's so small that it can fit in their houses now.
It's so small.
3DS advertising will be tricky, says Nintendo. How? All you gotta do is say, here's this shit, bitches, buy it. And people will buy it. That's not challenging. Kojima stirred up the pot this week by saying the younger generation of Japan is losing to the West. Notice he said the younger generation. He's like, I'm still better.
Only in video games, though.
Bitches. Okay, Ubisoft apparently predicts a 3D TV in every home in 3 years. Yeah, these are the same geniuses that thought it would be a good idea to have James Cameron speak for 45 minutes at their video game press conference.
Yeah.
Apparently Kudo Tsunoda says Rumble is a rudimentary form of feedback.
Really? He really needs to say that?
He's referring, of course, to Kinect and motion control, since there won't be any rumble on Kinect, unless you want a motorboat or something while you're playing. What? Apparently Kurt Schilling's new RPG is set to debut at Comic-Con.
Kurt Schilling?
Yeah, I said the same thing. I was like, isn't that a baseball player?
Yeah, he has an RPG in development?
Maybe. I don't know.
Interesting. I wonder if it's an RPG about his gigantic ego. Sorry. I'm not a big Kurt Schilling fan.
NBA Jam release dates have been announced.
Yeah.
October 5th as well. Same day as Enslaved. It's currently a Wii exclusive. But 360 and PS3 versions have been rated, so nice job hiding it there, buddy.
NBA Jam.
Apparently there's been some layoffs at Firaxis, which are the developers of Civilization. After playing their first two games this week, which were Naval Assault and Naughty Bear, 505 Games has announced an underwater shooter called Deep Black.
Nice.
That sounds like a porno.
Yeah.
It looked interesting, but like you said, after their track record,
The Naughty Bear looked interesting.
That is true. That is true.
So, upcoming Red Dead Redemption DLC will include new weapons and zombies, of course.
Zombies.
Jesus Christ.
Zombies.
You know, it was so funny. Like, people got sick of zombies, and then they went away for a while, and now everybody loves zombies. I wonder how long it's going to take before they get sick of it again.
I don't know.
I wonder what will happen if they start putting zombies in every single genre. Like music games, like changing the Beatles into zombies or something.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be
a little offensive?
Kurt Cobain, the zombie.
Kurt Cobain goes in.
He would be the headless zombie.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's horrible.
Too soon?
I'm sorry, don't say too soon.
Too soon?
It's been 16 years, people.
Downloadable Dead Space 2 prequel is coming this year. That's exciting. Puzzle
there
Quest.
Are children
what
driving now that weren't alive when Kurt Cobain died.
I know. It's scary, isn't it?
That is scary.
Yeah, Dead Space 2 Ignition is what it's called. It takes place before the events of the second game. So, pretty exciting.
I heard, though, it's not going to actually be like a Dead Space shooter. It's going to be more like a comic book arcade-like button mash, weird mashup type genre game.
Dude, I don't even know what the fuck you just said.
It sounded like you just started talking and your mouth didn't know when to stop.
I know. It was like, I'm just going to make up words for the next 5 seconds. Because I don't know what kind of game that is.
Button mash person... Zombie,
button, mash,
monster,
booger,
arcade,
butt, mama,
bubble.
Ass,
Puzzle Quest.
Junkie Monkey. Apparently, and I know somebody's excited about this because I saw them tweet about it. A game called Ni No Kuni is coming to the Western audience. It's made by Level 5, I guess. It's Studio Ghibli.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Okay, then. I figured eventually I would get a word out that Gambas recognized.
Yeah. It's a very high-profile, very expensive game that's being developed.
Oh, good. It don't look very expensive.
Well, just the fact that it's Studio Ghibli, that's like a huge budget by itself.
What the fuck is Studio Ghibli?
They're movies. They did, like, Princess Mononoke, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Hayao Miyazaki's studio.
Hmm.
Which, by the way, has its own amusement park in Japan.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Disney over there.
Do you know what else? You know what else they have in Japan?
What's that?
A finger in your butt simulator. Okay.
I know. I've seen pictures.
I bet you have. I bet you've flown over and played it. You got your own import
in his house.
Don't talk about his mom like that.
Oh, that was pretty brutal.
Oh, yeah, but it was good. It was good. Sony Studio Ball says he was saddened by Insomniac going multi-platform.
Okay.
Ubisoft apparently says there will be no new Assassin's Creed in 2011. Liars! Microsoft assures that Kinect will work while you're sitting down.
If the game requires it.
You mean supports it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Supports it.
I'm kind of curious how you feel about this, Wombat, but Dragon Age 2 was announced this week, which we already knew it was coming.
Yeah, and I'm actually really excited about it.
But how do you feel about the idea that it's only one character?
You know what? Actually, I expected it, because I remember reading an article right after the first one came out that said that the second one wouldn't be like the first one. Like, the entire point of the first one was to set up the origin stories, so you could get a feel for where the world came from, basically. Like, so you can, get a better idea of all the cultures and all that stuff. So I was expecting it already, for it to only be one playable character.
I kind of look forward to it because it gives them more opportunity to do story.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know,
and we all know how well BioWare does with that.
Exactly. It'd be like Knights of the Old Republic, where the character was always the same.
Right.
No matter the outcome, the story was always going to be the same based on your character. I think that's...
Right.
And they do give you the option to make it male or female, so...
Right.
But
yeah, what I heard a good explanation of it is their Mass Effect 2-ing Dragon Age. Like, they're going to make it a very focused story rather than...
Which is good, I think.
Rather than the first one.
Well, I love Dragon Age, and I shouldn't have, so...
Yeah,
I'm
Dragon
excited.
Age is a phenomenal game.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the second game.
I need to download the Leliana song, because that's been the first DLC that's actually seemed substantial since...
Awakenings.
Because the last couple have been, like, apparently crap.
You know what's funny is, as much as I loved Dragon Age, I haven't played any of the expansions.
Awakenings is great. And the Ostagar, that one not so much. But I heard this one's actually pretty substantial, so I might pick
it
up.
That's what I heard, too. I heard there's a lot of good dialogue and story to it.
Apparently, PSP Go may not support the upcoming PSP camera. Imagine that. Another flaw to that piece of crap. this is frustrating. What the hell? I don't care. I'm still looking. Second phase of StarCraft 2 beta incoming? Really?
Really?
Did you not know the game comes out in like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So, if you saw David Jaffe's Twitter this week, he was releasing a lot of details about Twisted Metal. And
really? It
sounds awesome. I'm actually very excited about it. And he was asking people, actually on Twitter, what they would rather have in the game, this or that. I was kind of watching it. It was very cool to see him actually get out there. And now the fact that he, you know what he's doing.
Yeah, that he actually has a game that he's making.
Yeah, so apparently he was talking a lot about it on Twitter and asking people what they liked and giving a lot of details away. So that was actually pretty cool. Apparently, Ruse is going to support PlayStation Move. And does anybody give a shit about Ruse anymore?
I don't even know that I know what it is, to be honest.
It's Ubisoft's real-time strategy that will apparently change the way real-time strategies are played. Have you seen the trailer for it?
No.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. It was called Tom Clancy's End War.
Yeah. Well, apparently this one, the big hoopla over supporting Move is that it will not support Kinect.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently one waggle's better than the other.
One of these things is not like the other.
NASA is apparently publishing an Unreal 3-powered space simulator.
Really?
That's cool.
So, can you believe that Split Second is coming to the PSP this year? And I ask...
I can.
Why? We already talked about NBA
All About the Benjamins.
Yeah, tell me about it, except for that game didn't sell, so I don't understand it.
No racing game.
That's why they got a release on PSP.
Well, the only racing game that'll sell is Forza and Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
And Burnout.
Forza didn't sell that well.
No.
I mean, it's well, but not as well as it was expected to.
Although, I'll tell you what game's going to sell like hotcakes this Christmas. Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Dude, that Need for Speed looks awesome.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, Need for Speed sells even when it's not awesome.
I know, but this one in particular looks...
Well, it's Criterion.
That's why I'm super excited about it, but...
Alright, here was a big thing that came out this week. Apparently there's a study that say review scores affect perception and purchase intent.
So we haven't just been wasting our time all these years.
Exactly.
Good to know.
I use my force power. See, publishers, you need to send me lots of money hats and free games.
Yeah.
I can influence people to buy your games. I can sit here on the podcast and tell you that Naval Assault Killing Tide is the greatest game ever made.
Ever.
This is the best.
That would be a lot.
This is the
lot.
See, I can spin it.
I think South Peak should pay me a lot for influencing people to buy Two Worlds.
Yeah, they think they think you already are paid by them. But see, I can spin it. I can be like, Naval Assault the Killing Tide is the greatest submarine game that's available on Xbox 360 in the year 2010.
There you go.
That's not a lie whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. apparently, Microsoft says that half of the 25 million Xbox Live users are gold subscribers.
Really?
So that's, what, 12.5 million? That's more than World of Warcraft, I guess? Well, they're like neck and neck. It's a lot of fucking people. Just give me the daily revenue from Xbox Live. I think I could live for a long time.
Well, I don't think there's any think about it.
Irrational Games apparently wants you to guess their next project. Fuck you. Just announce it. That's worse than announcing an announcement. We're going to announce...
Guess.
Guess it. If you get it right, eventually we'll tell you. We'll announce what we're going to announce, the announcement that you guessed it right. Anyway.
Weird.
Microsoft has announced the dates for Summer of Arcade.
And they actually announced it. They didn't make you guess.
Exactly. They didn't say we're gonna announce it next week. Starts on July 21st with Limbo, and then goes Castlevania on August 4th, Lara Croft on August 18th. Hydro Thunder was the second week, which is the 28th. Lara Croft is the last one. Which one did I miss? Oh, Monday Night Combat.
Monday Night Combat. Yeah.
That's the 11th of August. They are all $15. And if you buy three or four of them, you get 400 points back. If you buy all five of them, you get 1,200 points back.
It's like buy four, get one free.
No. Oh, well, yeah, if you buy all five of them. But you don't really get it free because you still have to spend the money.
That's true. You get your next purchase for
free. Yeah, you buy five, you get one free, basically. Yeah. But I think all of the games look good.
Yeah, I'm particularly excited about Limbo.
I'm particularly excited about Hydro Thunder, but that's because I'm such a whore for the Japanese, or the Dreamcast version of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was so good.
Like you said, they all do look good. I'm going to most likely pick all of them up. But.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm most excited for the Castlevania one.
I'm most excited for all of them. Actually, the Tomb Raider and the... Damn, I don't know.
I find it odd that neither one of you said that you were most excited for Tomb Raider. Ken, I'm surprised by that.
Oh, no, I'm very excited about that, but it's not really Tomb Raider. It's not even called Tomb Raider.
It's like, I know. I heard it's like Diablo.
Which, that's awesome.
With Tomb Raider.
I think all five of them are going to be awesome games. The summer of arcade games are always awesome.
Yeah.
So, except
I heard
for...
too. I'm pretty sure, though, that the Lara Croft game has gotten, like, pretty much universally positive feedback.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm most excited for Hydro Thunder because it's been so long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, is this a brand new Hydro Thunder with new tracks and everything, or is it just a remake of the Dreamcast version?
No, it's all new. It's a sequel.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Apparently, Mortal Kombat creator Ed Boon says that the genre's complexity is what's actually hurting sales. And he still wants to appeal to hardcore fans. Which I guess is true for some.
Blaze Blue doesn't sell because it's too complex.
Yeah, and Virtua Fighter. You know, I mean, right. It does its numbers, but nothing is. But I think, somebody argued Capcom kind of shot that in the foot because Street Fighter sold really well, but I think it's because they did a nice mix.
Right.
It's accessible, but at the same time, it can be very hardcore.
Right, yeah.
And they got the lineage.
Which I hope that Mortal Kombat, the new one, has too.
Yeah.
Obsidian has expressed interest in working on Chrono Trigger. Gambus, how do you feel about that? Do you know who Obsidian is?
Yes.
Let me give you a little rundown. They did Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. Alpha Protocol.
Yep.
And they're working on Fallout New Vegas.
I don't want them to ruin Fallout.
Hey, they ruined Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, and they made Alpha Protocol crappy.
I would not say they ruined Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Is it as good as the first one? No. But I would not say that it was ruined.
The franchise was ruined. It was ruined.
I don't know how I feel about them making a Chrono Trigger game. I mean, sometimes a company, goes by making games and they haven't really... Sometimes it takes... I mean, look at Bungie.
What about Bungie?
Their first game?
Oni?
Oni.
Marathon.
Yeah, that wasn't their first game. And in fact, that wasn't even their second game, because, Myth.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Oni was one bad game in a string of good games, whereas Obsidian is a bunch of bad games.
Well, Obsidian's made some good games, too.
What?
I don't know.
The thing with Obsidian is that, like, half... It's almost like half of what they do is like amazing, and the other half is not.
What?
It's like it's an imbalance.
Can somebody please tell me what Obsidian has done that's awesome?
Well, I liked Knights of the Old Republic too. I'm not saying it was better than the first one.
But was it awesome?
Didn't they do the Fallout games?
No,
the original Fallout.
Yeah,
games?
No,
did.
That was
yeah.
I have to think here.
No, well, it was the original Fallout game.
What I'm saying is that, like, Alpha Protocol, I mean, just the presentation, the choice, you know.
No, you are wrong, and I will point that out now. Obsidian has made Knights of the Old Republic 2, Neverwinter Nights 2.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Two. Alpha,
yeah,
so basically they take BioWare's good games and make them shit.
Blackrock Studio.
Oh, and they also made the canceled Aliens RPG. And that's it. So, explain to me where 50% of their stuff is great.
Okay.
Well, I think he means in each game, 50%
is great. That's what I mean.
In Alpha Protocol, 50% of the game is good, and 50% of it's terrible.
I found 80% of it to be terrible.
Well, thing
Puzzle
is, I mean,
Quest.
They have to find their stick. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? Your stick.
Yes.
Your stick. I thought you were asking me if I wanted some meal. Would you like a steak?
I'm a steak.
I will say that Obsidian would not be my first nor my 20th choice of developer to make a Chrono Trigger game.
Okay, but, Gambit's name the 19 other developers that you'd choose in front of them.
Okay, we don't have time for that. Okay, yeah. Seriously.
We definitely don't have time for that. We don't have time for much right now.
Anyway. I just figured you might be upset with Obsidian wanting to work on Chrono Trigger. It's kind of like if, what was that company that got fired that did Bionic Commando and wanted Weapons of Fate?
Grimm?
Oh, yeah. Grimm.
It's like Grimm saying, hey, we're making the next Halo. And you're like, fuck. apparently PlayStation Plus is not required for Hulu Plus.
Really?
It's got the same name. Here was a really cool thing that I liked. Was apparently Xbox Live Arcade is getting a overhaul this week. Which, did you see it? It looks really cool. It makes things easier to find. So.
When's that release? You said this week?
14th.
Okay.
Apparently Kinect, Microsoft is marketing it that it's going to be playable in small areas. And that's for the marketing campaign for Japan, of course.
Right.
APB is not coming to consoles, which is definitely now that it's getting kind of mediocre reviews.
Sweet. Yeah, I think if it caught on like wildfire, they would probably port
eventually,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But since it's not doing all so hot, it's definitely not coming now. Nope. Twisted Metal Sweet Tooth came to Mod Nation Racers this week. Nice to know. They're still supporting it. Some more Move bundles announced, including Resident Evil 5. Apparently, PlayStation 4's development is going to be helped by the game makers, the first-party developers for PlayStation. Speaking of the awesome Alpha Protocol, Sega has made an announcement that the low sales means there will be no sequel.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and Sega president calls the game's concept brilliant, but flatly rules out continuing the franchise.
Well, the concept was brilliant, but
the concept was a deep, the concept was decent, like a spy RPG. Yeah. That sounds like a good idea, but it just was not executed well at all.
All right, it's time for the My Penis is Bigger Than Yours again. A new PlayStation 3 has been announced. It's white and it's 320 gigs.
Nice.
So
I didn't even hear that. I just knew they were announcing a new one.
That's there you go.
Wow.
And Bobby Kotick's back in the news because he apparently wants consoles to be replaced by PCs.
What?
He wants that to be the industry standard.
Bobby. Does he not understand the level of piracy on the PC and the fact that the high cost of entry usually causes the market to be smaller?
He doesn't know what he wants.
Hey, I'm gonna one-up that statement. I think in the future, everything, the game system, internet, computer, everything will be built into the TV. So there you go.
I mean, that's really more what we're moving towards
all right.
than what he's suggesting.
Yeah, no nope, doubt.
It's all about services.
That gives you a service. for everybody who enjoyed Alan Wake, you're probably not getting a sequel.
Oh,
considering it,
really?
It sold 145,000 copies in its debut.
Wow. That is poor.
You know
that
why? Because they slapped you in the face and said, here's a game that's not finished. You can finish it later in DLC. F you too. I'm not buying it. So, interesting, huh? What else we got?
Yeah, doesn't that DLC come out the end of the month? The one you get free with it?
I totally forgot. I don't remember. What else do we got? Apparently StarCraft 2 will be getting a 3D patch. Hoop-de-damn-doo. Does anybody still play Eye of Judgment? Does anybody even remember what Eye of Judgment was?
It's that card game, right?
Yes.
On PS3.
Gambus won the Puzzle Quest raffle that time.
He did.
Yep, he did.
They are shutting down the servers on September 30th. So, I think I've gone back far enough since we've been out 2 weeks. But that's the main news. And apparently, no, we won't have time to do questions. So
no, we don't have time to do questions.
I'm going
to
let Wombat go ahead and do the tweets.
Maybe next week you should, like, skip news and just do questions.
Skip news. Listen to you. This is the News for Gamers podcast.
Listen to you, special guest.
I'm just giving suggestions. You
yeah,
to
I got a suggestion for you.
Yeah, Hitler just gave suggestions to Germany.
Oh, wow. Too soon?
Too soon.
All right, let me see. Let me go back to... All right, I'm probably going to miss some people's tweets, but let's go back as far as I can go back here.
I'm pretty sure we didn't have any last week. I made the announcement pretty early, so...
What the heck?
I'm going to go find a soundboard while you're doing that.
All right, so seven... Okay. Well, as far as... For some reason, as far as Twitter will let me go back is 7-5, so we'll start at 7-5.
That works.
Baseball fan 15 says Kevin Butler, Aaron Greenberg, and Reggie Fils-Aimé get into a bar fight. Who wins?
Reggie.
I agree, Reggie.
Reggie will whoop everybody's ass.
He also said Happy Bungie Day.
Oh, Bungie Day.
Are you Josh? And says, hey guys, let's give a shout out for Mappy Man, who's an N4G member and he's running for the tester.
Ah, another N4G person going on the tester, huh?
Key134 says, I'm tweeting in early because by the time you record the podcast, I will be at Tea in the Park. I don't even know what that is, but I hope that it was fun. And he says, good times. Fixer gave us Follow Friday, so did Altus1. Chuck Bartowski1 said, semifinals are going to be, Evo 2010 semifinals are going to be so hype. 6 hours of it, but too bad I was on vacation and missed the first 12 hours on Friday.
Good Lord.
He says, I'm also disappointed that no Fuertes got to semis, but at least they were there and represented him. And then he said, wow, GamerB beat Justin Wong and kicked him out of the finals, which if you follow competitive Street Fighter, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
He says, no Wong or, and I can never remember if this guy's name is Vale or Valle, I don't know, V-A-L-L-E, I have no idea. I've never actually heard his name pronounced. I've only seen it in writing. But neither one of them is in the top eight, both of whom are two of the highest-ranked Street Fighter players in the world.
Is the one dude still in there, the Daigo?
Yes, he is. Well, I don't know if he's still in the tournament this year. I don't know if he's still, but, I mean, he still plays, obviously. And Frustrated Fury says, I once named a high school paper the famous purple stuffed worm in Flapjaw Space with the tuning fork. What game is that from? I don't remember what game that's from. It sounds familiar, but...
It sounds funny is what it sounds like. I stuff the... That's such a sex joke.
We're in Flapjaw Space with the tuning fork.
There you go.
H-Dogger says, which would you pick if you could be a Spartan or a COG member, or COG member, whatever you want to call them, from Gears of War?
You know what? I'd have to be a Spartan because I don't want tree trunk legs.
I'd be a Spartan. They're more badass.
They're 7 feet tall, too.
Indeed.
Yes, there's songs and poems written about them.
Not to mention, if I was a COG member, I would just be like I said, I would have giant tree trunk legs. I would be angry all the time.
Yeah.
I'd probably be constipated. I mean, they just look constipated.
They do. Well, yeah, it's all that protein.
Yeah, and all that, whatever those things are called.
You don't get that big.
The locust meat.
A lot of protein.
They eat lots of locust meat.
Locust. Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest. It says, and when H-Dogger also says, when can we expect the UFC fight between the baby of me and the baby of Zero?
we could make it happen now, but I don't think they'd reach each other.
And I don't think even Vegas would sanction that.
No, really wouldn't. I bet there'd still be bets on it somewhere, though.
Probably. Hey N4G dude, says Tyrant94, the only good thing about crappy horrible summers is ice cold brewskis and grilled burgers.
Definitely.
He says cheers to you dudes.
Man, that is the best part about summer.
I'll agree on the burgers.
I know you don't drink. What is that?
I'm sorry, that was my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Giving me the baseball update. Silfo says, question, do you guys take breaks during the show, or is it all done in one run, even though we never know? Says, have a good one.
The secret break.
Secret Sauce.
Yes, we do. We do take one break in the middle of the show,
right after the fondling.
Yep, to give her. But now, see, now you know. Now you know it's there.
Now you'll listen for it and be like, "Let me hear the little cut."
Now the game as to picking after what topic we took the break. But yeah, we take a little break just so everybody can kind of, if they've got to get something to drink or take care of something. Jerk Store 81, which is a great name. Jerk Store, they're all out of you. Says that N4G is better than LeBron James. I agree.
Hey, I have my announcement tomorrow.
No, do you?
I want you all to tune in so I can tell you where I'm going.
Is it going to be an hour special?
It is be an hour special. It's called All About ZT.
Okay.
I'm on cable, bitch.
Iorcara says Chuck Norris can slam shut a revolving door.
Yes.
Which is correct.
He can also eat just one Lay's potato chip.
He can. ShotCaller33 says, any good PS3 games coming out before October? I'm leaving for Army Boot Camp that month, and I want to make I want to make a few last purchases.
Exclusives? I don't think so, but I know...
I don't think so, no.
Dead Rising's hitting in September. When's he leaving?
October.
Ooh, I think Dead Rising's late September.
Yeah, it's the last week, I think.
Yeah, and then all the, I guess the big start is October 5th, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah. John WUK says, hey chaps, ask K-Dub how he's getting on with FIFA 09. He's not here.
He's a poser.
And he said, I will get online and give him a challenge.
That World Cup thing came around, and the USA was in the World Cup, and all of a sudden he put FIFA on his game list for the first time in 7 years.
Yep.
No, I'm kidding. I know he's really a soccer fan, but you know, I'm so pissed about the whole World Cup thing and everybody all of a sudden liking soccer in America.
Yeah.
Like, at least don't lie about it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Every time something in America starts to get good, like, people jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Iorcar says, do you guys think that Wii NBA Jam will come to the PS3 and Xbox?
Oh, definitely, especially after they rated it.
Yep.
Yeah. Good bet.
He also says Chuck Norris played the shark in Jaws.
He's stealing those.
From Chuck Norris.
Yes.
Yep, I follow him.
Yeah, actually, he's the only one that I have mobile updates for, so I can get a tingle laugh every day.
Nice. So Doom says, yo guys, missed you last week. Question, he finally beat Alan Wake. Any thoughts on the game?
What the fuck?
I did not play it. So
yeah, the ending was just kind of stupid.
Yeah, it was. It's not a lake, it's an ocean.
Spoiler alert.
Yep. I went there. People are going to be pissed at me now.
You know what? Well, they're not going
to
understand
play it now.
Yeah,
they're not going to understand what I mean.
So let me guess. It's not a lake. It's an ocean.
Don't try
so in other words, it turns into a submarine game.
Yeah.
That ZT just reviewed.
Indeed.
Well, then that means you're lying, because then it would be the second best submarine game.
Yeah, don't make me out to be a liar, Gambus. It pissed me off.
No, it's the sequel, dude. It's the hidden sequel.
Except it's only DLC.
Yes, and it's hidden. It's a secret.
Yeah, whatever.
Is it a secret?
The game for
is
you.
It safe?
Yo mama.
All right. So, moving on up to the
moving
east side.
Moving on up.
He also asks, Gambus, do you ever log on to live?
Sometimes. Not lately. Not lately. I'll admit that. Not lately.
You sneak on.
And then he also asked, thoughts on the DLC for Mass Effect 2?
There's a new one out, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Overlord
one?
Yeah, I have not played that yet.
I haven't either.
I need to download that and the Dragon Age one.
And he said, have you guys heard of the Borderlands Game of the Year edition?
Yes, it's supposedly going to show up soon.
Iceman 2885 says, I know it's probably a year away and we knew it was coming, but are you as pumped for Dragon Age 2 as I am? We kind of already answered that. Yes, we are.
Here's a little update on Gambus Khan's Xbox Live activity. It says he was last online 5/19/10. Okay, now do the math that he played Blacklight Tango Down.
Yeah.
What can I say? I'm elusive.
He's such a ninja that even Xbox Live can't keep track of him.
Altus One says, "Hooray, you sluts are back!"
Hooray!
Yes.
Spargo CX7 says, "Hey guys, do you know if the new Zelda game will support classic controls? I don't know, but I imagine it would.
I doubt it.
No, it won't.
You don't think so at all?
No, he's going straight for Wii Motion.
Yep. Interesting.
Yeah. Just like you couldn't play Twilight Princess with classic controls, which was crap.
Yeah."
Actually, I would have rather, and what I should have done was just bought it on the GameCube.
There you go. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I almost did that. Like, I bought it, and then the copy that I bought for the GameCube didn't work in my Wii. So.
Ugh. Stupid.
That was kind of a bummer. Because I bought a controller and a memory card and the game just to play it with a controller, and it didn't work. So I was really bummed.
Stupid GameCube with its tiny discs.
Chief James says, what games are you guys looking forward to playing this summer as in new releases?
Dragon Quest IX.
Yep. Summer, Madden.
Yeah.
NCAA football.
I'm sure there's something I'm not thinking about.
Mafia 2 comes out at the end of summer. I'm kind of excited about that.
DizLoudboy916 says, Jacob or Edward, Jacob or Edward.
What? What does that even mean?
He's talking about Twilight.
Twilight reference.
What the fuck? If anybody on the show answers that, I got a three-letter word for you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer that, but I did see the new movie. Yeah. Hey, I was with my girl, man. I was with my girl.
Yeah, mine reads the books and loves them, but I still haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, my wife saw it, but I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's see. DizLoudboy says, does anybody care about LeBron Wade and that Wade Boggs guy going to the Miami Dolphins, which I think is hilarious.
That was funny as shit. I saw that the other day.
Mumbo101 says, what are the funniest and coolest Red Dead glitches you guys have experienced?
You know, I have not found one glitch.
Me neither have I.
Really?
I didn't have any glitches when I played through the game at all. I think I had my horse run off of a cliff once when he was trying to get to me. But
yeah, I had my horse run into the ground, which was fun.
Yeah, other than that, I had nothing. I saw nothing. I see nothing.
I see
so you bought the perfect version.
Yes, I got the only bug-free version because it was for review.
So they made sure there was no bugs in it.
Exactly. They sent me the cleaned-up version.
All right, let's see. And what do we got? DizLabboy also says, did you guys know that the same guys who did the Generation X podcast are now doing the Accelerated Gaming podcast? Not a cheap plug.
No, I didn't.
I think it is a cheap plug.
Well, yeah, I just didn't know it, but it's okay.
That's good.
It's good. Get the word out.
It's good.
It's good. And lastly, Sam in Seattle says, am I late? Oh, have a good show. You're not late. He says, keep it fresh like my super short jean shorts that disturb even me. Wow, that is scary.
You know what? That's just too much.
I will not keep it fresh like your super short jean shorts that disturb even you.
I guarantee you them super short jean shorts ain't so fresh in a 90-degree car.
I bet you're right.
You'd be sitting in ball soup.
And wow. So on ball soup. Wow. That does it for Twitter shoutouts. As always, if you're not following us, follow us at N4G Podcast. You can also follow us individually at R. Wombold, at ZTGD, at Killer Wolverine, at Gambus Khan, and at Jay Borsick. Khan, you got anything?
You know he does.
I'd like to give a shout out to
my girlfriend. Yeah. Oh shit!
You would like to give a shout out to who?
Steve Machuga from the Front Toward Gamer. I'd like to give a shout out to the Evolve Gaming Podcast. They're awesome.
Drew.
Yes, Frustrated Fury.
Trophy whore.
Oh. Give a shout out to the Pink and Deadly podcast. And give a shout out to my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
See? You see, I knew That's how whipped he was. I knew it.
Which probably isn't listening, and that's probably a good thing.
Probably.
Probably, yes. Very much so. And see, this is why he has not introduced us.
Right.
No, none of his friends
and
have met his girlfriend.
I do not blame him.
Yeah, you see how it is? He was telling me that he had met all of her friends, and that she had met none of his. I'm like, how the fuck you are.
Again, I do not blame him.
Yeah, whatever.
What? Thing is, man, I do want to introduce her to all you guys.
You sure about that?
Don't lie.
These are my friends. I'm just gonna. I'm. Yeah.
Lying doesn't become you, Gambus.
Yeah.
It doesn't become me, huh?
It doesn't.
I'm gonna wear some Daisy Duke cutoffs when I meet her.
Nice.
I'm already wearing some, so.
Oh, sweet.
Be an easy transition.
I'm gonna wear a tank top too.
Oh Lord!
One that's like four sizes too small.
Excellent.
Do you have any other shout-outs, Gambus?
That's it.
Can we end this?
Can we get the file? All right. Give us a review on iTunes.
Yes, please.
Most definitely.
And be sure to download the show every week. Really awesome. Of course, if you're not listening to what I'm saying, then you didn't download it anyway. So
that's true.
Anyway, that wraps up the show this week. Hopefully we'll have K-Dub back next week. I don't have anything else right now, so. Mr. Khan, I guess it's up to you.
Alrighty then.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, look at it! It's me, Mario!
Zero dollars.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
Killer
Wolverine! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.